Hello. Welcome to Deep Beats Hit Parade, episode number 4.
Quattro.
Or quattro, if you're Italian like he is. Those of you that are now following us like cult-inducted crazies will know that the third episode's out there. Good comments from Music and Friends, from Faison, and plenty of other people already. It's really good. And we're back in the studio already.
I know. But the ozone would say, and it's really hot.
Dedication. It is very hot here in New Zealand.
Yes.
In Wellington, which is very unusual.
Very unusual.
So you probably spent more time on the beach if you're from Wellington and you're a fan of this, which means you'll need to have downloaded your most recent podcast from strictlyum.com/iTunes or soundcloud.com/strictlyum, or you can listen to it in Mixcloud as well. And of course you can follow all of our crazy goings on Facebook. Is that everything plugged that we need to plug?
I think that's pretty much it. Nicely done, man.
Most people probably know the format by now. Massey's chosen a bunch of tracks. I've chosen a bunch of tracks. Neither of us know what we've chosen. We're going to play them and we'll talk about them and we'll slag off some people.
Absolutely. Some insults. And
Massey will say he likes everything.
Yeah, but usually, especially today, you know.
Especially today, he's got his medication and he's all right.
Exactly. I got a feeling that, you know, I'm just looking at your notes over there and I'm like, oh, I love that shit. Oh, I like that. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, that's just Helvetica.
Yes. Yes, exactly. What font size is that?
Make it a bit big so I can read it from distance. A bit bigger than my usual font size.
The same applied to me, man.
Who's going first?
I think you have to go first this time.
I'm going to go just with... we're going to open with someone we talked about last show, which is Miguel Mix featuring Martin Luther.
I'm really sure that's the actual fella, but, you know,
I'll play if it is. And Eyes Shut For You on Salty.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Do we?
That's Miguel Mix featuring Martin Luther. Eyes for You, that's the vocal love mix. There was a deluxe dub mix or something on the EP, which was equally good, but not quite as much vocal.
Okay.
What do you think?
Wow, and speaking of the vocals, man, what a voice. Martin Luther. Just trying to find out more about him while we were listening to it. I want to listen to more tracks with his voice on it.
Yeah, I didn't realise they'd featured together on Soul Heaven previously, but...
really good, man.
Didn't twig.
Great, great way to start the show again. Amazing, soulful voice. And as we were saying, you know, typical signature sound, Miguel mix, salted, right?
I quite like the PR spin for it, though.
But what have you got?
just quote this crap. The vocal love mix strips things back to keep steady pace and warm chords layers with the choppy synth stabs set the tone for a dynamic arpeggio melody and brightens up the mood.
Really? You could have just said, this track is bloody awesome, just listen to it.
And it's another example, like kind of a couple of promos from Salted this week. There was this one and there was one Soul Drifter EP, which was completely just bobbins compared to that.
Oh, wow.
A pale imitation. And, you know, kind of... hit and miss even for a label of Miguel Mix's
caliber,
quality.
Right? Yes, exactly. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Not much to say.
You like it, don't you?
I was about to say I love it. Is that too much of a...
Oof, that's early doors.
Nah, I know. It's an okay track.
Yeah, it's okay for a first one.
I'll tell you what, actually...
And a vocal
I'm
one.
I'm not sure... Exactly. I'm not sure I like it now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to think about it. No, it's a good tune, man. Good tune.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Yes.
As ever, from Mr. Intense, Miguel Mix.
Exactly.
Beautiful blue eyes.
And very professional as well.
Very good looking chap.
Now I'm thinking about marriage and stuff. Between different producers and... Steady. We get there.
Just play a track.
Exactly. Okay, there you go.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
AC, track called Temptation, and that is out on Whiskey Pickle Records, number 29. What do you think of that?
A filler.
Oh, interesting. Wow, I was expecting a completely different reaction.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, it was. It's just a filler, isn't it? Oh. It's kind of like, yeah, you kind of tap your foot, nod your head, maybe have a little wiggle. But until it really got to that big breakdown where it started getting a bit kind of wah-wah acid kind of thing, it was just a bit meh. And then it kind of was a bit interesting. I quite liked the vocally bit.
Yeah.
But generally, it was a bit kind of forgettable
for me. Interesting.
For me.
I think what you mentioned on the previous episode, I think you're right. Because maybe what speaks to me, this is interesting. But this is good, because it would be boring, I think, if both of us would be producers, or both of us would be not producers, or whatever you call it, so they basically would just say the same shit over and over. But this is good. But yeah, so sometimes what speaks to me doesn't necessarily... Because I see that as a really, you know, grooving, almost funking, going and going, and you're like... Yeah.
It just felt a bit pedestrian until it got to the actual the bit, kind of like the middle bit, which, you know... That'd be all right, but even I'm kind of with it enough to know that if I just play that first 2.5 minutes as a DJ, everyone's going to be going, do you want another drink?
Drinks?
Drink? You want to go outside for a fag?
That's how you keep the bar happy.
Yeah, but I don't really care about the bar, do I? You know, unless I'm getting a percentage of it, then I'll play that rubbish all day long. No, it's not rubbish. What is rubbish is the sleeve design. That's rubbish.
You don't like the design.
What is that? Two palm trees with some squiggly thing, like having a bit of a kip in the middle of it.
What I do like about it, if you this is a digital record label that was inspired by a few too many shots of Bushmills. I like the spirit there. No pun intended.
A few too many. What's Bushmills? Is that whiskey?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I hope it is. I hope it's not rum, because they're gonna kill me if it's rum. Do I need to Google Bushmill as well?
Right.
Damn it.
No. I really don't care if it's whiskey or not, really. I just
don't
like whiskey.
Interesting artist.
Well, they've done all those releases?
On the road. Yes, this is number 29. Yeah.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. But interesting stuff. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but like... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on, man. Your second track is...
Yeah, I like my songs much more than yours.
Yeah, fair enough. And, you know... But hey, you know, I like you anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. We won't take it personally. We're both wearing shorts.
I know.
It's
so bloody hot today, isn't it? I think
Massey's also wearing some cellophane because he has two new tattoos that are now sweating away in the heat.
Oh boy, this is sweating so much. It's so gross.
Do you not get out in the air when you're at home?
Yeah, I might do that, but you know, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to infest you with the funk. Oh.
Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. We'll be right back.
Don't Break Me. That's the original mix. It's out on Deep Class on February 8th. So it's already out. Yep, that's a long way out, isn't it? Just check my calendar. Yeah, February 8th. That's definitely out, isn't it? Oh, it's been a long summer. So, I liked it.
Yeah.
Because it kind of did stuff all the way through. That's stuff. One of the things I like.
What stuff?
It kind of changed and it moved and it kind of was interesting to me. Massive may have a different
We might need a drum roll here because it's going to be...
This is a Deep Beats Hit Parade exclusive world first. World exclusive, world first.
Not for me. Oh my God.
There we go.
Can you believe it? I mean, because so far I've liked everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that had vocal. It had a big breakdown. Had another little vocal bit.
I'll give you this.
It had a change of whole shape after the breakdown.
Stuff happening.
And still didn't get a...
No.
Oh, I like it.
Good. The vocals were actually good. I like the vocals. Didn't fancy the first kind of drop around 1 minute, something. So when the track actually should be Give Me Something, was too sad. I don't do sad. I need happy shit, you see?
Yeah, you need to be positive. You need some of that miserable stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's all right, though. You don't have to like everything.
No, I need to.
It'd be boring if you like it all.
I would.
It wasn't as bad as that other shit you played last week. Whatever, Sochi or whatever, Tirada.
Oh, you're going to love the next weekly show then, because we're playing the next weekly show, man. I know, I'm still thinking about that, damn it.
Yeah.
But yeah, not Pencil. It sounds like a... Why do I know the name? It sounds like a medicine or something. Pencil, is he...
I'm not sure. I thought I knew the name as well. I've never Googled it. We're not going to Google it now.
But, okay, it's too hot.
He's on Deep Class, you know, for his label.
The label is good, Deep Class Records. I like the label.
It's in danger of churning a few things out at the moment, I think. Kind of like, there was maybe three tracks on that EP and the other two were just like, whatever.
Okay, nothing really.
Nothing. Well, no, I mean, you know, kind of the amount of time you spend listening to something, you can never be sure, but kind of that was a standout for me, given that it's been fairly hard work finding five tracks.
Yes, I have to agree. I don't know if it's just the, you know, the...
Time of the year. Time of the month.
Yes, exactly, whatever it is, but yeah. There is good stuff out there. Promos, yes, mixed stuff. If you don't get me started, well, leave this stuff for the deep
and meaningful.
Don't get me started
on hours, couldn't it? Go on, next track.
Next track.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. We'll be right back.
and that was Lorenzo Ciampa. The track is called One World, and that is out on EDM Underground number 51. Thoughts and feelings?
Part of me likes it. Part of me is tragically bored by it.
Wow.
Kind of, as I was listening to it, I kind of thought of those kind of like video clips that you get of club nights, where they kind of cut between beautiful girl with a bottle of trendy beer to dancer to DJ looking earnest and stuff like that. And like, they like cut between the three trying to sell the night. It's kind of got that drama and impact of, it's a good night.
Yeah, it must be a good
but
night.
In like 30-second segments. And I don't know whether that makes it a good track or a bad track, but it holds your attention in 30 seconds.
That's hard to say. Yeah, it could be a compliment, though.
Yeah, I reckon that would look great with a picture of, like, some cool DJs, a few red light filters, and then cut to attractive crowd, cut back to DJ, cut to attractive barman serving flash cocktail. Do you know, it was all right.
Okay, I was hoping that the baseline was going to...
I quite like the little throb to it.
Okay.
Like, I reckon that would, like, have you going, ooh, it's going to kick off in a minute, but... Ultimately, it didn't, did it?
Okay,
you would need another song for it to kick off.
Okay.
And let's be honest, any label that's unimaginative, is that a word? No. Unimaginative?
You're asking the wrong dude.
Yeah.
Could be a word for me.
To go, what should we call the label? What about EDM Underground?
I know.
Wow.
Well done. I think it doesn't mean like electronic dance music. There's another meaning behind it, but it really sounds like.
Do you know what the meaning is? If someone Googles that crap word, they're going to find us and we'll sell it. That's what it means.
So marketing move.
Yeah. Oh. You might as well call it like Dog Porn Records.
Very interesting.
And be done with it.
What about Unsalted Music?
Unsalted. Is that a real label?
What about Tidal Music?
Tidal? Is that that?
Would it clash with your Untidal Music? No. Not at all.
No, is Tidal not that fucking stupid thing that Kanye, buddy, whatever his chops is into?
Oh, boy. Oh, don't get me started on that guy. I've got so much shit for the deep and meaningful bit.
You're going to need another podcast.
This episode, like, screw the music. Let's just talk about shit.
No,
just joking.
They don't want that.
No, I know. All right, okay, that was an average start for me so far. Mind you, I did not like your second track.
Yeah, it's not going well, is it? We're in a spiral of miserableness. Let's hope this saves the day.
Let's pump it. Let's pump the next one up here.
Thank you.
Tarach, Peso de los Tristes on Ready Mix Records. It's out already February 8th on Beatport Exclusive, and it's out worldwide February 22nd. Remixes from Dave Pad and Beat Factory, who I think is label owner Big Al under another pseudonym. Decent EP. There was a couple of tracks that I really liked. Chose that one over the other one because the mastering was completely fucked on the other track.
On the other track?
And I was kind of the one disappointment of the EP, really. The none of the tracks sounded like they were as quality as the next audio. But what did you think?
Which is very unusual, of course.
Yeah, it's not usual for that, but maybe a couple of the tracks came mastered or
Even this one was sounding a bit mashed on the high frequencies. But I don't know, maybe just me. But yeah,
you producers know all that.
I know. But that said, I wasn't enjoying the intro, to be honest. A bit too slow. I was like, okay, nothing is really happening here. I was like, give me something, and I was losing faith.
No,
I know. And I was like, this is it. This isn't going to be another not for me. Thank you. But then, actually, the guy just changed the track. Not completely, but it grows, right?
Keys came in.
And, you know, different elements. And I'm actually like, you know what? I'm digging this. I almost feel like it's quite romantic.
Yeah, it's back in that listening music a bit.
Yeah.
We talked about last week, Finest Wear. It's definitely a listening in your own time.
I was stretched out of my comfort zone in saying that. Look at that. Saying that, depending on the settings and on the, you know, on the venue, whatever, I probably would play that as a warm up tune.
Oh yeah,
depending on the setting. Imagine a nice summery day, right, on a terrace some place in Tuscany. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, no, good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder where Peso de los Tristes is. Maybe it's a place. Because they cover it whilst it's another terrible.
It looks like that, though.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of looks like
a nice
Balearic
place.
Terrace, doesn't it?
It sounds Spanish. I don't know whether it is, but
could be.
Yeah. But so, first half of the track, not for me, thank you. Second half of the track, almost like a different tune. I like that.
50%.
Exactly.
5 out of 10.
No, I'm not that pessimistic, you know me. I would go 7 out of 10.
7, he likes it.
Yeah, approved.
Of course he does.
Alright, shall we move on, man?
Your turn.
My turn.
Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. We'll be right back.
John Cates, track called Weebly, Weebly, and that's out on Shameless Audio number 4. It's on now. Did it wibble enough for you?
As titles go, Weebly, Weebly. Jeez, it's like something the kids watch. It's just like, what, like bubblegum guppies or Weebly, Weebly. I mean, they're all, but as a track, it kind of reminded me of Two Lone Swordsmen. Kind of, you probably don't even know them. It was kind of, I think it was Andy Weatherall and somebody else a long, long time ago. Anyway,
yeah, because I was trying to look back in time.
It was like immersive, kind of techno-y, kind of very dark and sticky kind of stuff. And that kind of reminded me of Two Lone Swordsmen, which I was listening to kind of a couple of nights ago. And I kind of got lost in it a little bit, which is nice.
Yes.
Which is unusual because Massey was saying that he thought I would hate that one and I'd like the previous one, but it's actually roles reversal.
I know.
So it was kind of an intensity that I really liked.
Yeah. And it takes a while, you know? It's a slow build up, but then, yes.
And I don't mind that when it's worth it when you get there. And it was kind of like it built and it changed and it reshaped and it was very Two Lone Swordsmen-ish to me.
Yeah. Very deep, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was nice.
It was a nice groove.
It's not deep house, but...
No, but, you know it's nice and deep and dark.
Deep tech.
Not too dark.
I liked it.
And these days, with all these bloody genres, deep tech, think.
Yeah, well, you got to have hashtag.
I know, right?
It's just like, hashtag deep tech, hashtag.
Yeah, exactly. Just can we just call it cool music, good music?
Yeah, it was good music.
We should... Shall we keep this topic for the deep and meaningful bit as well?
Okay.
Fine, I've got a list of stuff to talk about.
Massey actually has a list in front of his big knob.
2.5 pages.
Which is actually not a big knob.
It's not that big knob.
What is the big knob?
It's the technical bit.
What is it called?
Because it sounded
like, what does it do?
I was holding the piece of paper.
What does a big knob do?
Let me introduce you to the big knob. You could do multiple things with it.
Hashtag innuendo.
Oh, God. Next track?
Yeah.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. We'll be right back.
keep you on your toes then. That's Fritz Advent Inc. Rising Sun Falling Coconut. And that's on Detroit Swindle's Heist label. It's out 25th of January. So it's already out. It's already out. And it's out on vinyl as well. And that track was Yeah But Maybe Never. And for me, just made me think of kind of Jimmy Tenor and the kind of stuff Giles Peterson would be playing.
It made me think of Saint Germain. Tell you what,
yeah.
Track was bloody good, man.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, you know, bits and pieces where it was like, whoa, 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 what are you doing there? But yeah, he surely knows how to produce music, man. That's top class.
Musical weirdness.
Yes. It does look a bit, I love how he looks like a proper geek on his portrait photo on the Facebook page. Eh?
Napoleon Dynamite. Just be honest, he looks that odd.
He reminds me of, yes. But yeah, I like that. It's quirky. It's a quirky character, quirky track.
Yeah.
Great stuff. I mean, I'm not surprised. Looking at the label, those guys are just, they know what they do. And they're just releasing great stuff, not only on their label, but in general.
Yeah, it's all right stuff. I know that's like sacrilege right now because it's their label and they're cool and the label's cool.
No.
But it's one track in the midst of a host of tracks recently, isn't it? Like, there's an awful lot of hype, but not an awful lot of all right, does it work as a track? Is it playable? Is it whatever? Like, would you play that in a set?
Wow. Again, depending on the setting, I
could never mix that.
The thing is, I'll probably play it, but they probably kick me out of the venue. But you're Derek Carter, you slot there in a mix. It's gonna go down well, man.
Be good for the bar.
You're in. But now, great track, solid tune, man. Great, great pick. This one, like it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it for his weirdness and. You know, I like throwing a few curveballs at you while we're in here.
I know.
So as the sun sets on another glorious Wellington day, it's back to you.
Yeah, and I suppose thank God for that because it's bloody hot in here. I'm sweating like a pig. I got this tattoo thingy here. It's all sweating. It's gross. Meanwhile, you are on beer as usual, as you do. And I'm a bit of a wuss. Some freaking water. Again, we're getting the good stuff here, the good shit coming through. And thanks to our sponsor, The Sink. But yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for a water sponsor and a beer sponsor.
Exactly.
Strictly Underground Music. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Man, just getting old. Seems I can't smoke a lamp now without coughing.
Coughing's good. It opens up the capillaries, you know. When you cough, you're pulling air, or in this case, smoke, into parts of the lungs that don't normally get you. Coughing's good. It gets you higher.
You definitely know a lot about that. God damn, girl. You getting high already? It's just 2 o'clock.
It's that late?
You know, you smoke too much of that shit. That shit's gonna rob you of your ambition.
Not if your ambition is to get high enough.
Feel queasy.
I'm shrugging here.
You have to say who it is. Who is it?
Can I? That was. You feel queasy? I'm sorry, but serious now. Serious. That was Sebastian Wojcicki. Sebastian Wojcicki. Track called Jackie, and that's out on Amethyst Records, number 48. And that's coming out in March, so almost there.
I must put that in my diary.
You did not enjoy that.
God, no.
Oh, mate, really? What?
So I'm going to do what I did last week now. What was it that you enjoyed about that?
Oh, God, no, don't put it on me, though. That's unfair.
What was it that made you think, do you know what, this is so good?
I did think that, as I was saying to you, it was a bit borderline for me. I didn't, so it's an EP, 2 tracks. Didn't enjoy the other one, but this one... a bit borderline, almost too commercial for me. You should see the face Richie's pulling right now. But I don't know. I think he managed to get around that with, you know, not too much cheesy.
Was this the
chord progression? No?
Was this the first or the second track on the EP?
Ah, damn it! The second. Yeah, I know.
Wow. I was waiting for like.
Something to happen that didn't.
Some corny kind of Kim Sims-esque kind of screechy classic house vocal, you know, to launch into that, just to really put the icing on the ruining cake. No,
Sebastian, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Sebastian Wojcicki. That was shockingly commercially poor, in my opinion.
Amethyst Records, I did try. I mean,
yeah,
I tried my best, but hey.
And the point is, there'll be people out there that really want that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And there's people that don't. And I'm in one camp.
But this is going to be interesting because on the previous episodes, you know, we're getting finally some comments about, so they're actually listening to the mumbling and to what we're saying, and they're actually responding to comments. So on the previous episode, there was the track that you hated, and someone responded to that. So
did they?
Yeah.
What, in favor or against?
All in favor, man.
Scorchio,
I mean, we're like,
Tenado,
we're like 25 to 0. But they're all in favor. No, I'm just kidding.
I've not seen any of these comments.
They've come. I got faith. But guys, let us know what you think about
If you like this commercial track. Tat, comment.
I didn't mention what's bothering.
And then I can unfriend you.
He will delete you from all the possible social media.
No, I know there's a place for it, just not in my
fair enough.
House.
It was also, it was really hard to follow your previous track as well. Let's say that.
You didn't know what track I was playing, right?
I know.
How do you know it's really hard to follow it? Does that mean your next song is even worse?
Well, depending on what you're going to play next.
Well, the next one's the best track of the night.
Oh. Off you go, man. What do you got? You're announcing now. It's playing already.
We'll play it. We'll play it and then I can talk all about it.
Okay,
all right. We'll be right back.
listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Language of Love original mix. It's out on the magnificent, the truly magnificent and rather epic UM Records. It's out 15th of February, so by the time this podcast is out, it's already out. Remixes from David Devilliers and Elizabeth Ivar and Soul Academy. A bit of a Terrace vibe, personally, and I am biased, as well know. I think that's probably one of Rishi's best tracks for quite a while.
Very interesting.
That's his last one on UM Records, probably.
Can I just say, so I'm going to send you feedback, just saying, the loading for Strictly Underground Music. That's all the feedback I'm going to send you. I'm just kidding. I'm usually a bit for a Rishi K track, but still, he managed to, with that guitar coming through, a very...
Quite summary, I thought.
Very summary.
Which is why I was attracted to it.
Yeah, very summary, but also there was something melancholic about it.
Again,
kind of ticks the box.
Yes.
Aside from that, well, bye still, but...
You can say you don't like it.
No, I do like it. But the only thing could have been shorter, a little bit shorter. But
well,
as we said...
Value for money, isn't it?
Exactly.
Then, isn't it? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the optimum length?
That's a good question.
Big knob.
That's going to be the nickname now.
The nickname. Yes, big knob.
The big knob. What were we talking about?
The length of Rishi K.
Oh yeah, no, just in general, you know. Hold on. The length of Rishi K. Big knob. What kind of show is this?
It's turning in.
But now I'm concerned. What are we going to talk about in the deep and meaningful bit? Shit.
Dum dum dum, the deep and meaningful bit.
Oh yeah!
You've got a list of things that you want to talk about.
Oh yes,
came up with last week.
So
you said I had something in mind. So go on. What's your topic?
That's the sound of the paper. List number one.
Oh, this is cool radio.
And I got list number two. On another piece, this is real time. This is real life radio.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention. You might have noticed. Because we did talk about charts and charting without one, you know, we'd like to moan and bitch about stuff because that's what we want to do.
I do.
Yeah, I love that shit too. SoundCloud is actually now doing charts.
Are they?
I know, right?
I didn't know this.
It must be.
Because I don't go on it.
Fair enough, but for a reason, because it's a fucking mess. I mean,
how are they doing charts?
Well, it just, there is a little pop-up menu. I'll show you in real time right now. People, you're not looking right now, but basically all I'm doing is going on SoundCloud. And if you click on the home button,
there's a big
there you go stream
off tab that says charts.
Yeah, stream.
I've not been there.
And charts, and basically you can filter by top 15 or new and hot. And look at that.
So is Ricky Martin top of everything? Because apparently I should connect with him.
Yeah, you should.
Go on. What's in Deep House top 50?
Deep House top 50. Look at this.
As of today, which is the 15th of February when we're recording this.
Yeah.
The top is
Quifi. How do you read that?
QIFI.
Deep House set and focus. At focus.
That's mix, is it?
Yeah.
And then something on spinning.
Yeah. A lot.
Steve Aoki. And is it called Steve Aoki? Is that his name?
Oh my God. Good God. Is that, why is it there in the Deep House?
And then him, Thomas Hayden, Ed Sheeran. Yeah, he's in the Deep House.
More spinning.
Spinning. There's a lot of spinning.
Of course.
Is this anything to do with the advertising spend?
Well, that
another spinning.
Look at that. More spinning. I mean,
spinning. Go on, all the way down to 50. Let's see if there's anyone.
It only goes to 40, so you were fucked. Oh no, there you go. There's more spinning
sessions.
So, this is the point that I wanted to make. I wanted to know what you think about this, because I'm just assuming this is the chart works by plays. So this week and all time, and they show, you know, who's got the most plays in this week. So yet again, here we have an automated, automatic charting system that goes by plays, that is probably assigning the category according to what you assign in the actual track, in the description track. You know, mm-hmm. You upload something on SoundCloud, you're going to assign your...
Well, it's just open to corruption, isn't it? I mean, we've all seen the adverts that say buy 20,000 plays for like $2.50.
Exactly.
And, you know, I know of at least one artist that suggested that we do that with a release on UM Records. He thought it was a good idea.
Oh, fantastic. That's fucking brilliant.
And, you know, he was out there advertising on one of these sites where you kind of trade stuff for people to do it for $50 or something like that, because he wanted to get more gigs bookings. So,
yeah.
If top of that chart for this week is 881,000 plays, everyone in the real world knows getting 1,000 plays is pretty good. Like, yeah. Amazing. Let's be honest. It's amazing, isn't it? Unless you're commercially huge, like spinning, which is probably 20% of that entire top 50.
Pretty much.
But it's just proliferating the whole kind of the financial drive for it. And I'm sure kind of SoundCloud, given that they're on the bones of their ass, will be delighted to generate some advertising revenue to create charts.
Yeah, I fucking hate the guts of it. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Again, we did talk about this. It just, I don't know. I wish there was a magic fix for all of it. I don't know how. I'm kind of hoping it's not going to last forever. It's probably not. But I don't get it. I just don't get it anymore. What is the point of all that?
Maybe we're just all wanting the wrong thing. You know, like who's going to click on the Deep House chart? And go, all right, I'll buy that. That isn't already going to a retail store to buy the music. You know, is this just SoundCloud shaping up for streaming? Who knows?
That's a good point.
I think the problem is, ultimately the problem is that there isn't any curation of any of the...
Spot on.
Or any of the retailers or any of the kind of the streaming services. Yeah. There's no curation of it. And as I understood it from what Paul told me way back whenever, that kind of the reason Apple Music bought Beats by Dre was because their curation of their playlists was more detailed and more reactive to actual customer behavior than it was of anyone else's.
Very interesting.
I don't use Apple Music, so
not me neither.
Kind of, yeah. I can't say whether or not that's true or not. It was too fucking expensive, but maybe that's the price that we'll all end up having to pay to get,
if you want,
beyond Steve Aoki's whatever jelly throwing crap. And he's only got half as many as the top person.
And he's QIFI, whatever.
He's 100,000 down on the two spinning releases, so you know.
Yeah.
Being a tit doesn't make you great.
Free download. Throwing cakes and shit.
Oh, yeah, and it's a free download, so you don't need to pay it.
Yeah,
buy it. But, you know.
But, yeah, I think Yeah, no, I agree, man. I think you're spot on. There is no curation around anymore. And, you know, I hope that somehow in our small little world, we're doing something good, right? Because, you know.
Hopefully so, because, like, who's doing it now? I mean,
yeah.
I remember, like, geez, 20 years ago, probably now, Beatport used to do a podcast. It was, like, 30 minutes long, and it was, I can't even remember what it was called now.
Was it actually curated and...
Well, it was like the new releases, and some of them were shockingly bad, but it was, you know, you could choose the genre you wanted. And it was, you know, it was on iTunes, you downloaded it, and, you know, I can't remember whether they bought any music
I didn't know they were doing that.
It was donkey, you know, it was probably talking 20 years ago when they did that. And it was good. But, you know, someone was choosing the music.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what we've all kind of migrated to mixes to say, all right, what are they playing? What are they doing? And what's this? But mixes are becoming ever more self-centered anyway.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, I noticed just this week, Moti Brothers have got a promo remix.
Mm.
Rory Cochrane's got one as well. And somebody else had one. And there was a couple of others as well. But they were predominantly their own music or their label's music.
So trying to promote.
And I'm guilty because Lee Whittaker, CT2000, has just done one for UM
as
well.
Yeah.
So we're all guilty of this kind of overselling, if you like. Not that we sold it to Lee because he just did it because I was bitching and moaning. But you know what I mean? We're creating this instance where there isn't any actual trust in what the people are playing.
Yeah.
Because it's becoming a you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
But also, is the mix as a mean? Is it losing importance? What I mean is, you know, even back in the days, it was so hard, so difficult to get your hands on a mix. I remember going clubbing, having to beg, you couldn't even pay for it. They wouldn't care. I had to beg to the DJ to get a tape of the mix, and I still have tapes because, you know, you treasure. And obviously, in these days, you know, mixes everywhere. So is it losing the sexy appeal?
Yeah, maybe so, because you know, you can get mixes for forever, can't you? You know, like, what am I on? 244. Like, you're on how many shows? You know.
Yeah.
We're creating music, but are we really helping connect people with new music because of the rarity of it? But I think you're kind of doing that with Strictly Underground, the weekly show. We're trying to do it with this show.
Exactly.
Definitely trying to do that with the UM show by stripping it down to being like more monthly and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Rather than just trying to like churn through the same tracks as everyone was playing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the back end of last year, Jesus, every man and his dog was having a mix.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, basically, everybody's is mixing.
Seems to have died off a bit now, thankfully.
Yeah.
You know.
And likewise, we're just saying before, it seems like maybe we've been seeing a little bit less releases coming out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think definitely, I know the beginning of the year can be quite tricky because everyone's quite miserable in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think there's definitely been less promos landing. Maybe that's just because I've pissed off more people. But
the judges just get busy. We've been cancelled.
But I don't see it as a bad thing.
No, not at all. Me neither. And you know, I think at some point we'll have to go back to that. We'll have to go back to less is more. You'll have to go back to, hey, actually, I'll tell you what, one track per week. It's just, you know, it gets lost. Yeah. And you know, not trying to teach you how to suck. Eggs people out there, no, that's not what I mean, but there is too much stuff. But anyway, yeah, so that was a couple
that was
of
the dum 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 deep and meaningful bit.
we'll
have to get a jingle for that.
Yeah Again, what I'll do in post-production, I'll do something.
All right,
something.
You're gonna replace that last one, right? Play jingle here.
Dum dum dum, the deep and meaningful bit.
Oh yeah!
Excellent. I left the space
cool.
So that we can cool.
You know that we're going to keep that.
Yeah. That sounds good. And just a couple.
There's more on this list.
The second list. Did I forget anything from the first list?
Well, that was the first. Well, this can be a double header.
Now, yeah, I know you're right. on the next episode, we'll keep talking. Hopefully we'll get some comments about the chart system, Beatport and Traxsource. Let us know what you think, because I'll be really keen to know what you think about that.
Yep.
And we'll go back
and
on
if anyone makes a half-decent point, we'll read it out.
Absolutely, exactly. And now I just wanted to ask you, so UM Records, right? Uh-huh. And Untitled Music.
Yes.
What have you got in the pipeline? Because we just played your last track.
So Rishi.
What's happening, man?
Oh, we're not that busy. We're trying to go steady this year. So we've got Rishi that's out today as we're recording, so it's already out now. Then we've got a EP from you.
Fantastic. Can't wait, man.
It's going to be a good one.
Very excited.
So it's your first ever...
First ever EP, yeah. So
EP?
It's not a remix.
Time to move past the remixes and do a proper release, which is really cool. And it's kind of there's a nice little backstory from a conversation we had over a beer a long, long time ago about the CP, which is really good, which we'll talk about another time.
Good.
Then we've got two EPs from Total Unknowns. One's just one track.
Yeah.
And actually, no, that's wrong. We've got one track EP. That's a single, isn't it? From a guy called Eamon, who is from India.
Okay.
And then I've signed two EPs from a guy called Danielle.
Okay.
Who I can't remember his second name off the top of my head, so apologies to you. And he's a first-time producer. So...
good stuff.
And both EPs are fairly different. Second one's kind of deep dish-ish.
Okay.
And in fact, one of the tracks is called Deep-ish, I think.
Interesting.
Which, looking forward to it. So it was still striking that balance between kind of your more established people like you and Rishi.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Total Unknowns. And on the mix side, kind of just ticking along, doing the odd mix here and there. I need to get back in the lab, as they all call it, this weekend actually, to record a couple of shows for the next
so you got the best of again,
the best of 2015's number two's just out time it was out last week, so it's been out a little while. And then
have you got another the best of coming up?
There's three parts to that. There's one more to do.
Cool, very good. Well, looking forward to that, man.
Yep. Now I have to ask you, don't I? What are you doing?
Well, what am I doing? Well, we're keeping busy. We just recently recorded a couple of episodes of the weekly show. So we're thinking of pushing out the first one on Wednesday or on Tuesday, New Zealand time. So that should be fun. There is your favorite track in that one, in episode 30. You're going to love it. And yes.
Nobody loves that track.
So we're trying to get busy. So, pushing the weekly show and our show as well, trying to do good things for us and for people out there, just trying to promote the good people and the good music. We got a brand new website, strictlyundergroundmusic.com.
Oh, and it's a good one.
You like it?
Yeah, it's good. It's much better.
Nice and simple.
Yeah.
And,
this is going to sound a bit anti, whatever, but it's nice to get rid of all advertising.
No,
nice and clean. Absolutely. It's just about the music, which is what we are.
Yeah, and only for that at the moment. I mean, that was an attempt. I mean, as you guys, some of you guys might know, Strictly Underground Music was born to be a review site. So basically, we started a website, and what we were doing, we were just writing reviews about music that we were receiving, and we should say hi and thanks to Will, shouldn't we?
Why does he have to get a mention every week?
Every week he gets a mention.
Yeah,
every
the little boy from Brighton. lovely chap.
Because he was writing reviews for SUM alongside the other pips and more mysterious pips, which we shall not name. And
yes, I wrote some reviews.
Wrote some reviews. And so that's what it was to begin with. And then we moved to the podcast. We realized that's what we really want to do. We're working on more projects here and there. So in the next few weeks and next few months, we're gonna announce a couple of things.
Wait for that. I know nothing about it.
Should be good.
So final track.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
So that was Ed 9, track called Almost There, and this is out on Groove Access Records number 1, and it's apparently it's just vinyl, not digital release. What do you think of that, man?
One, you've got to get a vinyl release in every week now. You've kind of set it. I think we've had one every week.
Is it every week?
I know, I keep saying every week, every month, every episode.
Oh, yeah, every episode, yeah.
I always think weekly for some reason.
Meanwhile, there is a... something going on in the background here, but
it's legit though, isn't it?
It's legit
because we're in downtown Welly,
of course, man.
Yeah.
Central.
So one, yeah. It's a vinyl.
It's
you've
a vinyl.
Now set the precedent. You need to get that in every week.
Oh,
and
boy.
Two,
okay.
I liked it.
Yeah,
because it made me think of the original kind of Matteo and Matos, and this is going to stick in my throat a little bit because
interesting.
But because when they were on Glasgow Underground, I loved them.
Oh wow!
And I've since not loved Glasgow Underground because.
What?
For various reasons
okay.
We won't go into
okay.
now
okay.
But kind of Paul, and that, Paul and I know the score on that front.
Interesting. That's a shame though.
Okay. Classic
yeah.
Kind of old school Mario Matos kind of
yes.
sound, which, you know, let's be honest, we paid like 7-8 quid for that back in the day.
Oh yes, easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming through, there will be a nice cap to get, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very very old school vibe. Well, finally.
Is this the only one at last,
This is the only track you like today. I think
no,
you
did. No. Yeah. Didn't I like the first one?
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, I don't remember. Should go back. The Wibbly. Ah, yeah, you like the Wibbly. Wobbly Wibbly.
Yeah, I like the. Yeah, I like Wibbly Wibbly.
Wibbly Wibbly. Okay, so this is not too bad. So 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5, and that one.
That's not too bad.
That was not as good as the Wibbly Bibbly for me.
Oh, so you like the other one better?
Yeah, I think very Wibbly Bibbly. If I had to pick one of your 5, Wibbly Bibbly.
The Wibbly
Bibbly. Your turn. Out of my 5.
This is hard. What am I going to pick?
Well, you can't pick the UM records.
Okay, let's go to UM records. That would be silly. Can I take a
picture? You want to see my piece of paper?
I think it's probably going to be... it's probably got a piece of paper here. We came prepared. I'll tell you what.
Well, you liked Miguel. You didn't like Panzil.
No.
You quite liked Hirash, but it was a bit boring.
I have
really
to go...
like the Heist one.
I have to go with Fritz. Because although I really liked Miguel Mix... featuring Martin Luther, the vocals, man. But I have to say, Fritz Wentink, Rising Sun. It's
there you go. We've added a new dimension to the show. We pick a favorite from the favorites.
Look at that. The best of the best.
The best of the best.
Oh, that's...
Yes. We need another jingle. No, we don't need any more jingles.
It's a jingle here. All right, man.
So that's another week. As ever, you need to download it everywhere.
Please,
right?
Please do.
strictlyum.com/iTunes.
Brilliant.
soundcloud.com/strictlyum. You can get us on Mixcloud as well.
As well, yes.
Nobody's listening to it on Mixcloud, it would seem. So if you like Mixcloud, two plays. It's just not good enough, right?
No.
So
not yet.
We might post a few of those links, but get it downloaded, get it listened to, get it shared, leave a comment. Come and like us on Facebook, and we'll see you for the next show.
Fantastic, man. It was a pleasure, as usual.
As ever. Cheers.
Cheers.